You've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music. And we are celebrating on a bowl of soul the 50th anniversary of the British invasion of the Beatles. And the Beatles came to America. They left Britain on February 7th, 1964, and on February 9th, 1964, on Ed Sullivan, the whole United States got to see the Beatles. But on A Bowl of Soul, we're celebrating R&B covers of Beatles songs, giving you some Beatles R&B soul. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah, we got the feeling now. We got the feeling now.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Oh, boy. All right, man. God damn.
Solar, this is Professor T. Love. And let me tell you, I haven't heard that Beatles song, I Want to Hold Your Hand, quite that way. But you know what? It takes an R&B specialist like Al Green to crank it up a notch. And you know, a lot of people said of all the covers that have been made of Beatles songs, Al Green's version, 1969 version of I Want to Hold Your Hand, it's tops. And this is before Al Green became what you call an official United States songmeister in terms of the love man. This is before he had his big solid hit called Let's Stay Together, and this is off of Al Green's album called Al Green, Green is Blue, baby, and this was from 1969. And on A Bowl of Soul, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Beatles being televised, being presented to the American audience in 1964. Like I said, on February 9th, 1964, and February 9th, by the way, is my birthday. And this Sunday, the Grammys is going to celebrate the Beatles, and I believe there's going to be a broadcast, the actual broadcast of them appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show on February 9th, 1964. And you know, the Beatles, they were not a typical group. This is a group that they studied a lot of R&B. Let me tell you, they liked the blues, they liked jazz, and they definitely love R&B, and they loved emulating some of their favorite R&B stars while they were youngsters in England. And you know, the Beatles, they got their start in the late 50s, I would say 1959. And, you know, they were playing local clubs, and then they were playing in Germany, and they were able to cut their teeth. But, you know, the breadth of the Beatles catalog is really something else, because as they pass, you know, more or less playing pop records like I Want to Hold Your Hand or Hard Day's Night, when you started hearing some more in-depth music, and really you saw the Beatles starting to go right back to their roots. Their roots were blues and R&B, and when you hear it on music like Come Together and Day Tripper and, you know, other songs that they worked, you know, they were able to bridge R&B and pop music together and become some of the greatest songwriters. Paul McCartney and John Lennon became very good songwriters. And we're celebrating the Beatles on A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next, we got to give it to you Memphis style, A Hard Day's Night from the Bar K's. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Y'all, that's the legendary Bar K's that used to back up Otis Redding. For You, A Hard Day's Night, 1968, was produced by the late, great drummer, Mr. Al Jackson Jr., baby. And, you know, we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it flowing. And, you know, Bobby Womack is another soul singer that knew how to interpret or knows how to interpret folk music, country music, jazz, R&B, you name it. I want you to check out this solid version of Bobby Womack's version of the Beatles, And I Love Her. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Well, oh, you see, I've always believed gotta give to get to know. Oh yeah. Oh Lord. And if you don't give it, you won't get it. That's right. I give her all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you love her too. and I just love her. She gives me everything, and tenderly a kiss my love brings. She brings it to me. Oh, I just love her. A love like I could never, never, never die. As long as I have you near me, near me, bright as the stars that shine, dark sky. I know this love of mine, it will never, never, never die. And I just love her. Oh, I love her. And it gets stronger every day.
Y'all, that is Bobby Womack's cover version. This song was covered for his hit album Understanding in 1972, and I Love Her. And this song was written by Paul McCartney, written mainly by Paul McCartney, but it's credited to John Lennon and Paul McCartney. And it was the fifth track on their third album, A Hard Day's Night, which was released on July 20th, 1964, baby. And you know what? This song reached number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100. And like I said, you have a lot of songs that the Beatles did that were covered by jazz musicians, R&B musicians, blues musicians. And you know, some of the R&B versions, I'm going to tell you, some of them are tough. They really are excellent. And coming up next, Wee Willie Walker talking about, you know what? She's got a ticket to ride, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
She's got a ticket to ride.
Yeah, this is Ebola Solo. This is Professor T. Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. You can reach me here on Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. I'm also on aircheck.us, where you can hear not only a bowl of soul mixed to a soul music, you can hear other fabulous DJs on that network. I want to give a shout out to aircheck.us. I'm also now on legend107radio.com, where you can listen to the soulful sounds of DJ Heavy and other R&B DJs from all over the world on that network. You can catch a bowl of soul on Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also catch me on Live 365, baby. That's where I got my start. 24 hours a day, 7 days of the week. 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, 365 days of the year, baby. And coming back, we got to bring you some more soulful sounds. And I just want to add that, you know, Ticket to Ride was another popular song done by the Beatles from their 1965 LP called Help. It was recorded on February 15th, 1965. And then the song itself, the album itself, there was a film called Help as well. And the song itself was ranked 394 on Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest songs of all time. And you previously heard the cover done by Wee Willie Walker, baby, doing Ticket to Ride. But coming up next, we're gonna trip. We're gonna day trip. Day Tripper by the legendary late great Mr. Otis Redding. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Another hot smoker done by the legendary Mr. Otis Redding. Day Tripper. He did this live in Europe, baby, in 1967. And Day Tripper is another song which was a double A single. It was the flip side of We Can Work It Out. And this song peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in January of 1966. And you know, this song, Day Tripper, is a popular song because it was also done by the legendary Jimi Hendrix, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, baby. And we're going to sock it to you here on A Bowl of Soul. We gave you the Otis Redding version of Day Tripper. Now I'm going to give you the Jimi Hendrix version of Day Tripper. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Now, you know what? That is classic Jimi Hendrix. So I bought you the R&B Memphis Soul version, and I bought you the Jimi Hendrix and the Jimi Hendrix Experience rock version of Day Tripper, baby. Both Out of Sight, both Beatles songs, both solid songs. And they said, you know, the Day Tripper, the song was written by John Lennon, and Day Tripper was like a play on words, and, you know, from what I understand, they said day trippers, he said, are people who go on a day trip, right? Usually on a ferry boat or something. But the song was kind of, you're just a weekend hippie. Get it? So, meaning like you. Well, you know, you have that. You know, some people that they straight lace during the week, and then when the weekend comes, they act like they never did what they did during the week, meaning as straight-laced people. But this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T-Love on the Progressive Radio Network. And we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Beatles, baby. And like I said, on February 9th, 1964 was the day that the Beatles was introduced to all of America. And like I told you, the Beatles were just not a fly-by-night type of group. And they were heavily influenced by Motown. They were influenced by some of the old style rock and roll stars, meaning in terms of R&B rock and roll stars. And they definitely had a fixation on R&B and blues. And like I told you, at first they started out with the popish type of music, but a lot of their music started progressing back to their roots of how they used to play back in the days in England, in Liverpool, and in Hamburg, Germany. But on A Bowl of Soul, we're celebrating the Beatles by playing some of the R&B, the soulful R&B covers of some of their songs. And you know what? While you're at it, I want to give you a reason why you should check out A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? Yeah. All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? I heard him say, all the lonely people. Do they all come from? He turned to me and he said, all the lonely people. Was buried along with her name. Nobody came, and Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. No one was saved, and he said, all the lonely people. Do they all come from? The man looked at me and he said, all the somebody to tell me. All the lonely people, do they all belong?
Yeah, this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and that's the legendary, the late great Mr. Ray Charles doing his 1968 version of Eleanor Rigby, which I thought was a excellent version, you know, of that song, and was released off of his 1968 album called A Portrait of Ray. And Eleanor Rigby is a song that was written primarily by Paul McCartney, but it's credited to Lennon and McCartney. And that song basically was done on the album called Revolver, and it was released as a 45 RPM single on August 5th, 1966, baby. And we're going to keep it moving. You know, one of the things, one of the labels that the Beatles had a love for was Motown. I want you to listen to this smoking version of Yesterday by Marvin Gaye. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Oh, yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, people, I ain't half the man I used to be, no. There's a heavy, heavy shadow over me. Yesterday came all too suddenly. Now, oh, why did she have to go? I don't know. Hey, I don't know, the little girl wouldn't say. Ooh, I must have said something wrong. Now I long, long, long for yesterday. Oh, talking about yesterday. Love, 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 such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Lord, I believe now yesterday showed me.
Yeah, this is a bolus. I tell you, that's a smoking cover of Yesterday, which is a 1965 song that was done. It was off of the Help album in 1965, and the song was credited to Paul McCartney and John Lennon, but it was written primarily by Paul McCartney. But it remains still, this song, Yesterday, remains popular today with more than 2,200 cover versions and is one of the most covered songs in the history of recorded music. And, you know, this song was done in the style of Baroque pop. You know, and the song was, you know, this is a powerful song for 2 minutes and 3 seconds. But I had to play this version by Marvin Gaye, which was done off of his album called That's the Way Love Is. It was recorded at the top of 1970. This was Marvin Gaye's 10th studio solo album. LP, That's the Way Love Is. And it was a few months, and, you know, at that time, you know, that song, it just sticks out. I thought it was a great cover by the late, great Marvin Gaye. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And, you know, I got to sock it to you one more time. I still believe this song, the way Stevie Wonder smoked this up, he killed this song. We Can Work It Out, another song done by the Beatles. I want you to check out Stevie's version. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're saying you can get it wrong and still think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my.
If we can work it out, yeah, that's a smoker right there. I don't care what nobody says. You know, Stevie still, his version still is standing the test of time, where he said, we can work it out, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, you know, celebrating the Beatles, baby, their 50th anniversary, and their 50th anniversary of being introduced to the United States on February 9th, 1964, on Ed Sullivan. And those of you may not be, some of you may be old enough to remember Ed Sullivan's show. I mean, I caught, you know, Ed Sullivan like on the tail end of when, you know, slowly he was fading off CBS. But I was able to catch maybe a few episodes as a young kid, you know, in the early 70s. I would say about 71, maybe about 71, 72. But, you know, Ed Sullivan was the platform for most artists to get on. And one thing about Ed Sullivan, he loved the Supremes. He had the Supremes on there all the time. He had Martha Reeves and the Vandellas on there, as well as having Marvin Gaye. But, you know, he also had a lot of the British soul acts. I consider British soul, like when I think of the Rolling Stones, I right away think about British blues, British R&B, British soul, because they were like, I consider them the real soul, the soul brothers of over there from overseas. But, you know, one thing about Ed Sullivan, you know, if he liked you, he promoted you, you know, he put you on his show all the time. But he also introduced America to the British invasion, and right after the Beatles, you know, the Rolling Stones, the Animals, Jerry and the Pacemakers, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Dave Clark, the Dave Clark Five, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And we got introduced to British rock and roll and British rock stars, people that really, they were gassed up on R&B and blues, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to play another song that was, I thought was a great cover by Earth, Wind & Fire, baby. Got to Get You Into My Life, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You knew in time we'd meet again, for I told you.
I'm telling you, y'all, that's a great cover of that song. You know, that song was released twice, meaning that it was on the 1966, was first released on the 1966 album Revolver. This song, Got to Get You Into My Life, was written by Paul McCartney. Then it was released again in 1976, a decade later, baby. And you know, the song caught on fire. And sometimes it's like that. Sometimes you could originally have a song released and it doesn't spark anything, and then it comes back into existence, in which it was released as a single in the United States in 1976. And it was actually 6 years after the Beatles broke up, 1976, and the song hit number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. And let me tell you, the Beatles' last top 10 hit there until their 1995 release, Free as a Bird, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. You know, just giving you some of that Beatles soul, baby. And coming up next, another great Motown group, Gladys Knight and the Pips. I want you to check out their version of Let It Be. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it, let it, let it be.
Oh, let it be.
Let it, let it be.
Whisper.
Isn't that a nice version of that song? Yeah, this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, and that is Gladys Knight and the Pips off of their 1971 album, If I Were Your Woman. They did a remake of the 1970 hit by the Beatles, Let It Be. And you can also get this song off of the 1994 album, Come Together, Motown meets the Beatles, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you know we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Beatles being introduced to the American public here in New York, in particularly February 9th, 1964. And you know, another artist that was, when they came and they performed at Shea Stadium, which is now called Citi Field, their opening act for them was Brenda Holloway, Every Little Bit Hurts. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know that. And she opened for the Beatles here at Shea Stadium in 1964. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, one of my favorite soulful harmonizing groups, Bloodstone. Check out their version of Something. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. Don't wanna leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile. I don't need another lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't wanna leave her now. You know I believe in how.
Now, isn't that sweet? Now, that's too smooth. That's too smooth. That's something from Bloodstone. I want to take you on a natural high, loving you more. That's that group, and they sang that song, Something. In fact, that kind of reminded me a little bit of the Temprees, if you listen to a little bit. Got the same harmonies as the Temprees. And this is a bowl of soul, baby. And I just wanted to give you some of the Beatles soul on a bowl of soul, baby. And I'm going to leave you with my man. You know, and it still bothers me that he's not here anymore. The late, great Mr. Michael Jackson, of whom had bought a lot of the Beatles catalog. And this is a song that I think he liked, and one of my favorite songs where the Beatles are dipping into the blues bag, called Come Together, Baby. And this is a bowl of soul. Enjoy Ebola Soul celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Beatles, giving you some Beatles soul. And I want you to tune into Ebola Soul next week, baby, next Friday, bringing you some more hot classic soul and independent R&B to you, baby. Make sure you catch me right here, baby, at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. This is Professor T. Love, and I hope that you enjoyed A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.